It's still unclear who may have been behind the attack and what their motivation may have been.
To get the latest, I spoke to John Shuhom. He's a Middle East Bureau Chief for the Lima Charlie News website. And we were speaking while he was in Amman.
The Karak Castle is it's a Crusader castle from the 1100s. It's positioned up on a hillside. It's one of the most popular destinations in the area in Jordan for people when they come and visit. So it is quite a shocker what happened today.
You say it's quite a shocker what happened today. What are the officials saying about this attack?
Well, the officials have not yet released a full statement. They are still releasing tidbits of information. 11 Jordanian security forces were injured and 7 were killed in the attack. The official statement so far is that 3 civilians were killed and 17 civilians were injured. In addition to this, 4 of the gunmen were killed and another 4 have been captured.
Is there an indication at all whether or not it was a planned attack?
There is a belief that it was a militant attack. However, it has not yet been stipulated by the authorities what their official theory is. So far, it seems to be that the men were operating 30 kilometers outside of Al Karak, the city, from an apartment building where they were storing weapons and ammunition.
And who are these men? Do we know anything more about them?
Well, so far we had the police and the security forces here in Jordan have been very quiet about who these men actually were. One source of mine told me that 4 of the men were believed to have been from Iraq. But that's pretty much all we've been told so far, and that has not been an official statement.
And it's very difficult to derive any conclusions from that.
Well, Jordan is a hub for people to travel, for tourism, for business, and also for refugees. So the fact that some of these people came from other places in the region, it's not really telling much at all.
But have there been any sort of security threats? Is there anybody who has indicated an interest in carrying out an attack like this who would benefit from it?
Primary organization that would benefit from something like this is what's called the Islamic State. They have previously said that they intend to attack Jordan. That has been an official statement.
And we have to remember, of course, that Jordan participated in attacking certain so-called Islamic State targets.
That is correct. Jordan has been one of the premier U.S. allies and have taken part in the U.S. organized air campaign against ISIS in Syria.
And the impact of this attack, what is it likely to be for the region especially?
Well, it's going to be a tremendous hit against Jordan's tourist revenue. So that is a severe blow against the Jordanian tourist industry. It will no doubt cause internal ripples inside the political system here where people are questioning why could this happen.
John Shulholm, who's from the website Lima Charlie News.
You're listening to Newsday from the BBC World Service with Alan Kasuja and Connie Sharp.